Last week, I talked quite a bit about AI. You will remember that if you listened to last week's episode. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, probably go and do that first, because this week is more of the same. Welcome to episode 12 of That's a Freebie. I think I grew extra teeth. What? On the show this week, we'll talk about my renewal of my driving license, get a quick update on my fasting, we'll have a follow-up on AI, and we're going to talk about some elevators. No, I'm only kidding. I'm not going to dedicate an entire episode to AI again. Or am I? No. I'm going to talk a little bit about AI, though, just at the start. Purely because I had a couple of ideas after the recording of the show last week, and I thought it would be worth bringing it to everybody's attention. So one of the ideas was that, and if you read the show notes for last week's episode, actually, you would have already seen this, so I might not be telling you anything new, but if you're anything like me, you probably don't read the show notes for a podcast unless something is mentioned in the podcast that makes you go, oh, I'll check that out and go look for a link, or if you could quite understand something that was said, like a web link or something like that. That's pretty much the only time I ever go to the show notes. But yeah, so in last week's show notes, I did add a little bonus for the eagle-eyed of you out there. Some of you may have noticed that there was a different album artwork on last week's episode. Sadly, some of you might not. It really does seem to depend which podcast application that you're using to listen to the show, well, which one you're using. Some of them will show alternative artwork, some of them won't. I did notice in Apple Podcasts, for example, it shows up really cool in Apple Podcasts. It shows the regular artwork, but then it shows it like as a background to the tab that shows up at the top, which is really nice. Others just show an alternative artwork. So what I did last week, I generated an alternative album cover using AI based on the topics that were in the episode. So the prompt that I put in is a QB recording a podcast with a microphone on a stand while a missile explodes in the sky. The bee should be stood in an open field on a sunny day with a fallen tree behind the bee. I know it did a fairly good job, actually. It wasn't too bad. I'm going to start doing that, I think, for each episode. So I'm going to add a alternative album artwork to each episode based on the contents of the episode. It took a little playing to work out how to get the prompt to work, but I'm assuming I'll just get better at that as time goes on because I'll learn how the prompts work. And with the upcoming updates to DALL-E 3, which is a AI-based image generator, you can be a little bit more specific with the prompts. It works with ChatGPT, hard to say apparently. So I thought that was a little bonus. And I've also managed to finally find a use for the Instagram account, which is That's a Freebie on Instagram. I am posting the artwork there. So for people that don't get to see the artwork in the podcast player, you can go to the Instagram account, which again, in the show notes, you just tap a link and it'll take you straight to the Instagram account. But what I've been doing, because when you generate these images, it generates several of the images. So I've been picking five of the images and I'll post them on there. I did it last week. So there's five alternative images on there as well. Just a nice little way of using that form of social media. So that then you can comment on each one, which means you can interact with the show. You can go to thatsafreebie.com where you can listen to any episode of the show. You can comment on the show, but you can also do it on social media as well. So we've got it's just me. I've got an Instagram account, a Twitter account. I refuse to say X. It just sounds weird. We've got Threads because that's part of Instagram, obviously. And we have also got, I forgot to mention it last week, actually, but it was live last week. We now have a Mastodon account, which is probably going to be my most used social network, just because I use that in general anyway. So it's at thatsafreebie@mastodon.social. Again, it is all in the show notes. Mastodon isn't actually on the website yet. I need to find the time to go and add that. But yeah, I thought it was a nice little bonus for those that follow me on different social medias. Couple of stories for you this week. One of them is straightforward update on the current fasting that I'm doing. I've been sticking to it. I have found that my energy levels are just getting higher and higher each day. The exercising is helping. I am definitely starting to feel more healthy, and I'm finding like even things like stairs are not as much of a problem as it used to be. I go up and down a lot of stairs in the course of my day, and I kind of jog up the last few steps now, which I got up the first few steps and I was already feeling like I regretted starting and thought I should have got the lift. So a little bit of an improvement there. It's only been a week since the last time I updated you on that, so nothing major. My weight is down to 208 pounds, which I think actually that might have been where I was last week. It's sort of petered out and steadied. I've gone down a belt size, so that's always a good start as well. And that's the change I want to see. The weight isn't necessarily the big thing. It's the losing of the fat that is the big thing. So yep, improvement there. In terms of the week, it's not been the most exciting of weeks. About the most exciting thing that happened to me this week was that I needed to renew my driving license. Public service announcement, actually. Just everyone, just double check your driving license. Mine expired in May. And I had no idea. I didn't get a reminder from the DVLA, or if I did, I didn't see it. I suppose that's probably more likely than not getting one because they're auto-generated. So I had no idea it had expired in May. The only reason I can't even remember why I checked it. I was looking at it for something else. I just happened to notice that it had expired. So I went online to update it and found that because I don't have a passport, I can't update my driving license online because it uses the photograph from your passport. It won't use the photograph from your current driving license. And I couldn't like report it as lost or anything like that in order to get a replacement because it had expired and it still needed updating. It turns out when you get a replacement driving license, it doesn't renew the date on it. Because I had a replacement one probably only about 2 years ago now because I assume I lost it. I don't really know what happened to it. I got a replacement one and it expired 2 years later. I obviously just assume that it picks up the, it carries the date on for however long it needs to be. I think it's 10 years before you have to renew it. I was wrong. Anyway, so because I couldn't do it that way, I had to go to the post office to do it. And historically, I don't have much luck with post offices. I always have everything that's required when I go to the post office. But for some reason, I always get the person that wants to be awkward. It's historically the post office that I live near. There's somebody who works there who has a bit of a reputation for being awkward and not wanting to do things. And usually I see that person and instantly they look at me and they must think, oh, this is the person from last time you argued with me. And they just flat out refuse to do whatever it is I want to do. I remember years and years ago, I went to renew the tax on my car or something like that. And they refused to accept the paperwork that I had because I'd stapled them together. So I removed the staple and they said, you can't have that because I know that they were stapled together. I literally went and queued back up, saw somebody else, got the car tax. That kind of situation. They are just awkward. Anyway, the plan was, so today, currently recording is Wednesday. The plan was I was going to go after I dropped the kids off at school today and battle through that process and see how it goes. Anyway, I happened to get into town where I work a little bit earlier yesterday. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to try the post office here. I walked in and I was in and out within 2 minutes with my driving license renewed. It was an amazing experience. My only complaint, and it is not that anybody did anything wrong. So my only complaint, so I walked in, I said, this is what I need to do. Can you point me in the direction? Gentleman gave me a ticket. I waited about 30 seconds, got to the counter, told the person what I needed. She said, okay, that takes about 5 minutes and I'm about to go on my break. So is it okay if my colleague takes over? Yep, not a problem. Colleague immediately takes over, takes me to a private room because they needed to take a photograph and they do it all for you. Didn't have to sit in one of those machines that takes your photograph or anything like that. They took my old driving license, cut it in half. They send it away and then you get your new one within, they said about 2 weeks. We'll see in 2 weeks if it's turned up. And they do give you a piece of paper in the meantime that confirms that you've renewed your driving license and you can use that as a temporary in the meantime. So yeah, as I was saying, my only complaint, I had to have my photo taken. So I'm stood there against this grey wall, having my photo taken. She presses the shutter on the camera and it's a great picture. Like if you could choose a good picture for your driving license or your passport, it was exactly what I would have chosen. Now, usually in the past when I've taken photos for my driving license and things like that, because I have lighting equipment and professional cameras, I set them up. I take a good picture with it. And so I've never had that issue with my driving license. Everybody doesn't like the driving license photo. I took mine using proper equipment, so I like it. Anyway, this looked just as good. I was actually really impressed. And then she went, oh, I forgot to get you to take your glasses off. And I'd obviously forgotten to take my glasses off as well. So we had to do it again. Took my glasses off. And she immediately took a step closer and held the camera right in my face. So instead of having what looks like a really nice, perfectly aligned headshot, just keeping just like the tops of my shoulders in and my face perfectly centered, I've now got a picture where it's just my chin to the forehead in the middle of the screen. And my eyes look like they're facing in the opposite direction. And I'm pretty sure somehow I managed to grow extra teeth. I don't know what happened. The picture looks awful. So yeah, that was my experience with having the driving license. It was great. It took 2 minutes and the picture was terrible. Entertainment-wise this week, what have I done to keep me entertained? Given the recent hype of the iPhone event, which I'm not going to talk about the iPhone event, I'm just going to talk about one thing that they showed off there was that on the Pro models of the phones, now you're going to be able to, supposedly, obviously we don't know yet, we've not experienced it, play some AAA games that are coming to the phone in the future. And I've always been a big fan of the Resident Evil franchise. I think I played all of them. What I never revisited though was the Resident Evil 2 remake. Now I don't have a console to play that on, so I decided to, as always, I popped open YouTube, found a YouTuber that's playing it, and I've got to say, as good a game as it is, it's nothing like I remember. Now obviously I played the original, which I can't even remember if that was PS1 or PS2, whichever it was, I played the original, and I'm slowly realizing now that I got absolutely nowhere in that game, because I don't even remember getting out of the police station at any point in that game. And I've now completed the series of watching it, and yeah, totally different to how I remembered. I kind of wish I could go back and play it. I kind of want to play the original, not the remake, just to see how it stands up. But that's not going to happen. I always remember though that the awkward thing about it was when you aimed your weapon, you couldn't move, so you could only rotate when you was in like attack mode, if you will. And I remember finding that extremely frustrating about that game. So yes, that has been pretty much my week in entertainment. I am going to try and keep it as a short episode this week, because I have had a little bit of feedback saying that the episodes seem to be getting longer and longer. And that's going to happen from time to time. I don't have a preferred length of episode. I aim for roughly 20 to 25 minutes, but obviously lately it's creeped up to 30. I think last week's was nearly 35 minutes long. And that might be the norm in the future. I genuinely don't know. But yeah, on the weeks where there's not much to talk about, I am going to just try and keep it as short as I can for y'all. Because, you know, I know we've all got busy podcasting lives. For listening to podcasts, God, that was really hard to say. I do actually have an annoyance for you this week as well. I know I haven't done anything the last couple of weeks, just to cut down on time. And also, things don't annoy me every week. Just, you know, most weeks. It's actually a follow-up of an annoyance. It's not a brand new annoyance. Do you remember the one with the shopping trolleys where people put so many shopping trolleys and it actually blocks the road? Yeah, it happened again. It happened to the extreme. I've actually taken a photo this time. The photo is going to be in the show notes, and I'll also put it on the website as well with this recording. So yeah, head over to that just to have a look. Just how ridiculous people can be in this town. Gah. I'm actually going to leave you now with two final thoughts. So one of them is something I was considering doing after all the AI talk last week, was that I will, on days like today, where it's been a fairly quiet week, I don't have anything specific necessarily that I want to bring up, I might start using ChatGPT to generate like a random topic. And I'll just talk about that random topic. I thought it'd be a good way of essentially talking about things that I normally wouldn't consider to talk about with you guys. Let me know what you think in the comments or social media, wherever. And don't forget, you know, thatsafreebie.com. You need to tell one person this week about the podcast. I'm happy with the growth that we're getting, which is quite good. It seems now that we are in the double digits of listeners every week. So that's always good. See if we can hit triple digits before we hit triple digit episodes numbers. Yeah, that makes sense. And then the final thought I'm going to leave you with is just talking about, you know how I try and always end an episode with a joke? I hope you've realized the jokes, because otherwise I sound weird. But yeah, they're pretty much always jokes. I had a load of jokes recently sent to me about elevators. I was like, why on earth is like is everybody banded together to send me jokes about elevators? It's really weird. I mean, I'm dead happy about it because they work on many levels.